With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New plaques are on display under presidential portraits that President Trump has installed at the White House. Correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The consumer price index prices rose again last month, but less than expected. The president's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says the debate about affordability raises the important connection between consumer prices and take-home pay.
The typical family had to spend $20,000 or $25,000 more to tread water because of Biden's inflation. And when you buy stuff, you might recall that that's money that's after tax.
Right.
And so if you're going to have $25,000 more to spend and tread water, you actually got to make like $40,000 because the government takes so much. And so if your income didn't go up by $30,000 or $40,000 in the Biden years,
you're hurt.
The latest CPI numbers combine October and November figures, first report since the government shutdown. President Trump says that nine drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs in the U.S., Amgen, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Genentech amongst them. Nepal is just one of at least 150 countries getting Chinese companies supplying surveillance technology from cameras to Vietnam to censorship firewalls in Pakistan. This is SRN News. Egypt and Iran, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each nation's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, the sport's governing body, and are threatening not to play the match on June 26th, at Seattle Stadium. At the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, FIFA fiercely defended the right of the host nation's cultural norms to be respected by visiting teams. Organizers of the matches barred European fans from waving gay pride flags at the matches in Qatar. Egypt and Iran also saying that they will very possibly complain to higher authorities if they are forced to play during this event. Seattle is a predominantly LGBT pro city, and they intend to have a number of events surrounding the event. Iran and Egypt say it would be better if two other teams were forced to play. This is SRN News. The statue of a young black civil rights pioneer has taken its place in the U.S. Capitol representing Virginia.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the five cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown v. Board of Education. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Water, Washington.
Today is Sunday, December the 21st. It's the 355th day of 2025. There are just 10 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1620, the Pilgrims aboard the Mayflower went ashore at present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts for the first time. This is SRN News.